This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to the program Islam Insight, a very special series essentially dedicated for our new Muslim brothers and sisters.
How do we commit ourselves to gain knowledge?
Regarding Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him,
I'd like to know, is hijab compulsory for women?
Somebody told me that a Muslim is not allowed to have relationship with a non-Muslim.
Knowledge revives the spirit of Islam.
Yes, brother. If Allah has predestined everything, why are human beings are to be blamed for something bad that they did?
Right. Now, this is a very common question or a common understanding that the people have. You see, in order to understand this, you need to first understand our nature. Our nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Our understanding with regards to the creation of humans is unfulfilled if we don't understand it in a proper and in a complete sense. The creation of humans and jinns are made in a way that we have the free will. We have the freedom of choice. We have the openness and ability to decide what is good and bad. Especially and mainly to those who has their mind to judge what is right and wrong. So first and foremost, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given us free will, freedom of choice to select what is right and what is wrong. That is number one. Number two, does Allah have to be blamed for our actions? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given signs after signs, miracles after miracles, you know, reflections after reflections for us to understand and ponder and get guided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has first and foremost has blessed us with the nature, and on it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Islam upon our nature. He has given Deenul Fitra, a natural inclination towards the submission of one God. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given us intelligence to judge what is right and wrong. So we can't be the blind follower. Majority of the people, especially the non-Muslims, the people who have not yet accepted Islam, they blame or they raise this question. We, as you say, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined everything. So He is the one who made us non-Muslims, non-believers. So why are we to be blamed? You see, they need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the knower of everything. We have mentioned that. He needs to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written down everything based on the knowledge which we do not have the ilm, which we do not have the knowledge. We don't know after tomorrow, after half an hour, after an hour, next day, what will happen to me. Maybe I decide, I plan something, but I'm not sure whether that thing will happen for sure or not. But it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the creator of everything, who is the knower of everything. He has the knowledge, He has the wisdom, He has the ilm of everything that exists. So based on that knowledge, He knows that this person will be a non-believer. And this person, perhaps, he may accept Islam. As you people, you were born in a non-Muslim family, but you made this choice. So in order to understand Qadr in a proper way, not in a way that blaming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is a part of the decree that you have to be born in non-Muslim family. It is a part of the decree that you have to make your own choice, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you that natural inclination. You have to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this as a part of decree and this destiny, that you made this choice. All these things, you didn't know before 5 years that you will accept Islam. You didn't know that. You didn't plan that. It is Allah who knows that. It is Allah who plans that well in advance. So He, being the Creator, He has that knowledge. He has that power to know what will happen, with whom, and how do these things will happen. So a person who says that Allah to be blamed, he is indeed living in a darkness. He needs to understand that it is he who has to be blamed, because he has been blessed with intellect. He has been blessed with the intelligence to decide what is right and wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on that day, He will question. He will question everybody based on his ability. And will he respond back to Allah stating the same reason? That, oh Allah, you made me a non-Muslim, and that's the reason you have to be blamed and I'm not to be blamed. Can he give that reason? Not at all. Allah will counter question him, stating that it is a part of my decree that you were born in a non-Muslim family. But it is you who have been blessed by me with intelligence, with intellectuality, with all sense of mind. But you haven't used your mind. How could a person associate others by using his mind? It's an insult to the human intelligence. Similarly, the distinguished thing that we need to have, or we need to understand that we humans have, is we can differentiate between what is right and wrong. And a person, he is responsible upon all the actions that he does. However, these actions that he has done, that he is doing, that he is going to do, all these actions have been known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the Creator. He is the one who knows everything, wow, what and how and when the creation will react. As a result of this, we need to understand that it is Allah who is not to be blamed. It is we, the creation, who has to be blamed. And this can be understood in a very simple example. For example, if you work in a company, and if you work in sales, and your manager says to you and the rest of the people, among 5-10 salespeople, seeing that you do not come on time, you do not perform well, you have no concentration on job, you are always making mistakes, you are always going away from the actual duties that you need to perform. Seeing your attitude, your behavior, your actions, the manager predicts, based on your actions, with the limited knowledge, that you will never be able to reach this year's target. You will never be able to reach your this year's target. Why does he say that? Looking at your actions, understanding, and whatever the knowledge that he has, that you are not performing well, you're not working well, you're not working with dedication, you are always failing in your commitments. He says and he predicts that. And at the end of the day, you actually do not reach the target. Whom do you blame? Whom do you blame? You blame the manager, or you blame yourself? You blame yourself. Obviously, because you were not performing, you didn't do the actions that are required to be done, you didn't fulfill your obligation, you did not commit yourself on the job, you were always away, and this prediction that this manager does, based on his understanding and limited intelligence, he did, it came true. When the manager can predict based on the limited knowledge, wisdom and intelligence, think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the knower of everything, and that is the reason He has written everything. Because He knows. He knows what is going to happen today, later, and the entire creation. He knows very well, because He is the Creator. So in short, it is we who have to be blamed, not the Creator, not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hope that answers your question. Dear brothers and sisters, we were discussing about the sixth pillar of faith, and that is the belief in Al-Qadr, believe in the divine decree. Without this belief, our lives will be unstable. Without this belief, we will always run after something which will help us nothing but facing a failure. Understand, the belief in the hereafter, the belief in Al-Qadr, the belief in the divine decree, the belief in the destiny, the final destiny, which is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which He has written down, which He has created, which He has decided, and nothing moves without His permission. These beliefs will help us to strengthen our faith and find success in the hereafter. With this, we would like to end the session. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.